Hello and welcome back to the last special episode of Season 2 of Tani Talks Parsha. This year we'll be talking about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, ending off in a couple of minutes talking about the wonderful year hopefully a lot of us had. Of course it had ups and downs, but we think about Vizos HaBracha, we finish it on Simchas Torah. We talk about this is the blessing. Hopefully it was a year of blessing where we could look back and say, yes, I had much blessing in my life. Yes, there was much that I learned in this life. Yes, there was much that I saw in this life. And I'm thankful for all that happened in this life in the past year. We think about what happened. We think about what we are doing in this life. We think about what we are involved with in this life. And we hope that we think that this is a blessing, that we're looking at a blessing. We're having a blessing, and we're thinking about what we could do as we go through our days, as we go through our months, as we go through our year. Do we think about what the day was like? Do we think about what the week was like? Do we think about what happened? What did we accomplish? What did we go through? What really occurred throughout the day? They say at the end of the day, you're supposed to think about, what did I do that day? What did I accomplish that day? Did I do a chesed that day? Did I do a mitzvah that day? Did I get anything accomplished that day? What happened during this day? What happened in this day that I was a part of? What did I accomplish today? This is the blessing, Vizos HaBracha. This is what we bring to life. This is what we think about in life, and this is what we contribute to this life. Are we involved in this life that we're contributing and doing something every day to help out those around us, to be involved, to contribute to those around us? We want to be able to say, I did a chesed today, I did a mitzvah today, I did Torah learning today. It doesn't have to be 100 minutes, it doesn't have to be 10 hours, but there has to be that time, Koveya Itim for Torah, Koveya Itim for the afternoon, for the ability to be able to sit down and say, I accomplished, I got things done, especially for Torah, especially for mitzvahs, especially for chesed, because that's what we're here to do. We're not here just to be hedonists. We're not here just to be people partaking of materialism, and we're not gluttons. We're not guzzards who just guzzle things down. We need to accomplish, we need to do in this life. We need to make sure we are participating in this life in the best way. We want to say that this is a life of blessing. We want to say that this is a life of accomplishment. We want to say that we gave over what we could to do good in this world, to accomplish in this world, and look back on a day not wasted, a day not utilized in the wrong fashion, a day utilized in the proper fashion. A day utilized doing good things, involved in wonderful things, involved in wonderful aspects and wonderful elements to our days. How do we accomplish? How do we get involved in our says, in our days? And what do we do for ourselves in the daily life of ourselves? How are we accomplishing? What are we trying to accomplish each day? Is it a blessing? Is it a day that we were involved in blessing? Is it a wonderful thing that we were able to be involved in different things? And what did we do over the day, over the weeks, over the years? And what happened in our day, over the holiday, over the different things? Did we accomplish wonderful things? Did we have good davening? Did we have good meals being worked on? Looking back at the year, did I grow? Did I accomplish? Understand that every day is a gift. Every day is a blessing. Every element, every aspect to your life is a gift. Every child given to you is a pure blessing, a pure miracle, a pure gift. Your wife, your husband is a pure blessing, a pure miracle. Your job, your house, your car. Those are all miracles. These are all blessings. These are things that Hashem gives to us. When we look back at the year, and as we start the year anew, going through the Yom Tov season now, how can we look back and say, what happened in the past year? What did I take from that? Vizos HaBracha, was it a blessing? Was it an absolute terrific year? Or were there things that I could work on? What happened in this year? This is the blessing. Moshe says on the last day of his life, he dies talking to the Jewish people, going around to the Jewish people, giving them blessings, going, looking at different aspects and different tribes and different people around. What do we say? What can we say we were involved in? As the year wraps up and we begin the new year, hopefully we could say each day, each week, each month, we were able to participate and do some good, do some mitzvahs, do some chesed, do some impact on our town, on our community, and at the world at large. If we could utilize each day, like the Avos, by their deaths, it says, Yimei Shenei, because each day, each year was used. You could have someone who had a long life but did nothing. You could have someone who had a short life but did a lot. Like the Arizal only lived maybe 36, 39 years, but he had a packed life. He had a big impact. And it says, by the Avos and Imahos, Yimei Shenei, because they utilize their days and they utilize their years. It should be a bracha for all of us that we should be zelcha to utilize all our days, all our years, that we could say they are blessing. This is the blessing, be involved in blessing in our lives and in our days. Congratulations, Yashar Koach, Mazal Tov, on finishing season 2 of the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha. Join us as we embark on Bereishis on the new season, Emir Tshishim, Tani Talks Parsha, a short, quick audio snippet, probably going to keep it shorter this season, talking about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.